Let's get ready to Rambo!
This is the Reformation Ramblings podcast series for Lent 2019. I'm Christopher Hogan. Thank you so much for listening. After the text of the day, stay tuned and keep listening for the meditation on that text. If you'd like to be notified when new episodes are posted, click like on either the blog page or Reformation Ramblings Facebook page, and we'll make sure you don't miss any of these Lenten devotions. As always, I welcome your feedback and your encouragement, so please feel free to comment either on the blog page or on the Reformation Ramblings Facebook page. And now, the text. Tuesday in the fourth week of Lent, April 2nd, 2019. The text is Mark 12, verses 13 to 27. And they sent to him some of the Pharisees and some of the Herodians to trap him in his talk. And they came and said to him, "Teacher, we know that you are true and do not care about anyone's opinion. For you are not swayed by appearances, but truly teach the way of God. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Should we pay them or should we not?" But, knowing their hypocrisy, he said to them, "Why put me to the test? Bring me a denarius, and let me look at it." And they brought one. And he said to them, "Whose likeness and inscription is this?" They said to him, "Caesar's." Jesus said to them, "Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." And they marveled at him. And Sadducees came to him, who say that there is no resurrection. And they asked him a question, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us that if a man's brother dies and leaves a wife, but leaves no children, the man must take the widow and raise up offspring for his brother. There were seven brothers. The first took a wife, and when he died, left no offspring. And the second took her and died, leaving no offspring. And the third likewise. And the seventh left no offspring. Last of all, the woman also died. In the resurrection, when they rise again, whose wife will she be? For the seven had her as wife." Jesus said to them, "Is this not the reason you are wrong, because you know neither the Scriptures nor the power of God? For when they rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven. And as for the dead being raised, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the passage about the bush, how God spoke to him, saying, 'I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob'? He is not God of the dead, but of the living. You are quite wrong." Mark 12, 13 to 27. We render unto the civil authorities those things that belong to the civil authorities. This means that we live virtuous lives as upright citizens. We pay our taxes and we obey the laws of the land. This is a very difficult thing for us, especially when some of the laws contradict the word of the Lord. However, it was the same way in Jesus' day. The emperor was not a follower of Jesus, nor were the tax collectors good and upright Jewish boys. No, the time of Christ was not different than the time we live in today. However, God was the God of both realms back then, and he is still the God of both the civil realm and the church today. We pay taxes and walk uprightly in society, but we do not entrust our existence, either temporal or eternal, to the civil authorities. Our life is not the government's, but rather God's. We render under God our faith, our lives, and our trust. In God do we place our confidence in this life, that there is a life to come that awaits us because of the work of Jesus. What does this mean for us in this earthly pilgrimage? It means that we don't seek salvation by earthly means, but instead live a crucified life to this world as we await the one to come. We don't fight for the things of this life, but for the one to come. Everything we do is because we are destined for heaven to live with God eternally. We must never see any man, woman, or institution as a savior, but rather as a vessel that carries out their specific vocation according to God's foreknowledge. May the Holy Spirit be granted to us anew, that we seek comfort and assurance in nothing but the wounds of Christ alone. Amen. Thank you for joining us on this Reformation Ramblings podcast for Lent 2019. This has been Christopher Hogan, and I thank you for listening. Remember, by hitting like, you'll be notified when new episodes are posted. don't forget to check out the Book of Concord reading plan for each day, which is listed on the blog page. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.